With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Rager. A federal judge has reinstated an oil and gas lease on land in northwestern Montana that's considered sacred to some Native American tribes in the U.S. and Canada. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington, D.C. said in a late Monday ruling that President Barack Obama's Interior Department improperly canceled the 6,200-acre lease adjacent to Glacier National Park in 2016. The lease is held by Solenex LLCE of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's within the Badger Two Medicine area of Lewis and Clark National Forest. Solenex attorney William Perry Penley says the Trump administration should let the company proceed. Attorneys for 18 former Eastern Montana athletes want state law changed to eliminate the statute of limitations for prosecuting child sexual abuse charges. Attorney Dan Rice argues the current law only serves to protect child molesters after their victims reach a certain age. A lawsuit filed last week alleges former Miles City trainer James E. Jensen sexually abused dozens of boys over a period of more than 20 years under the guise of improving their athletic performance. A Wyoming man is in custody after Billings police say he led them on a 50-minute pursuit that involved 10 crime scenes, 5 stolen vehicles, and multiple rounds of gunfire. Police Chief Rich St. John says it is beyond belief that nobody was hurt or killed, including the suspect, 41-year-old Ryan McElmery of Cody, Wyoming. Charges are pending. St. John says 3 vehicles or keys to vehicles were taken at gunpoint during the chase. Construction on a long-awaited water treatment facility that will pump and treat toxic water from the Berkeley Pit officially began yesterday in Butte. Nora Sachs has more.
For more than 30 years, the Berkeley Pit, that former open-pit copper mine on the east edge of Butte, has been filling steadily with toxic water, coursing in from the city's abandoned underground mining complex. Earlier this year, Montana Resources and Atlantic Richfield, the two companies in charge of the pit, announced a new plan to pump water out of it, clean it, and discharge it into Silver Bow Creek 4 years before it's projected to reach the critical level. Atlantic Richfield announced today that they've started construction on the water management system.
This pilot project will stop the rise of the Berkeley Pit and delay reaching the critical water level.
Lauren Burmeister is a liability business manager with the Atlantic Richfield Company. According to their press release, Montana Resources will install new pipelines and pumping stations, and Atlantic Richfield will build and operate the new plant that will treat the water. Burmeister says the details are still being worked out, but
we'll be treating water from the mine site through an off-site facility that'll be located right near the visitor center. Basically, it'll be polished there and then released to Silver Bow Creek, and we'll be treating up to approximately 10 million gallons a day.
Because the Berkeley Pit is a Superfund site, MR and ARCA will jointly manage the project, and the Environmental Protection Agency and the State Department of Environmental Quality will provide oversight. The new system is scheduled to be up and running in early to mid-2019. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Lee Enterprises has named Paul MacArthur as its regional publisher for Western Montana. MacArthur will oversee operations for the Missoulian, the Ravalli Republic in Hamilton, the Independent Record in Helena, and the Montana Standard in Butte. Tyler Miller will remain the publisher of the Helena and Butte papers. Mike Gulage, a company vice president who was publisher of the Missoulian and the Billings Gazette, announced he was resigning at the end of the month due to a health scare. Dave Worstell was named the publisher of the Gazette. In about half an hour, Donald Trump Jr. will take the stage at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds to rally support for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. Polls show a neck-and-neck race between Rosendale and incumbent Democrat John Tester. Corin Cates Carney reports from Bozeman.
As I chatted with a few people waiting in line to get into the rally, the main issues were repealing the Affordable Care Act, protecting a person's right to carry guns, and immigration. With a little more than a month until Election Day, the Trump administration and Trump family are making a push for Rosendale, who's betting his campaign on Montanans continuing to support the president who won the state by 20 points in 2016. President Trump visited Billings and Great Falls this summer to rally support for Rosendale and campaign for his own reelection bid in 2020. Vice President Mike Pence will make his second trip to Montana this election cycle on Tuesday, also visiting Bozeman. Tonight's rally headlines the president's eldest son and former Fox News personality Kimberly Guilfoyle, who now runs a pro-Trump super PAC. Local Democrats and progressive groups started gathering outside the fairground gate in the 5 o'clock hour to protest the Republican rally. In Bozeman, I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Attorneys for 18 former Eastern Montana athletes want state law changed to eliminate the statute of limitations for prosecuting child sexual abuse charges. They argue the current law only serves to protect child molesters after their victims reach a certain age. A lawsuit filed last week alleges former Miles City trainer James E. Jensen sexually abused dozens of boys over a period of more than 20 years.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A federal judge has reinstated an oil and gas lease on land in northwestern Montana considered sacred to some Native American tribes. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington, D.C. ruled yesterday that President Barack Obama's Interior Department improperly canceled the lease adjacent to Glacier National Park. The nearly 10-square-mile lease was canceled in 2016. It's within the Badger Two Medicine area of Lewis and Clark National Forest, the site of the creation story of Montana's Blackfeet Nation and the Blackfoot tribes of southern Canada. Blackfeet leaders and conservation groups who fought for the 2016 cancellation have argued the area was illegally leased for oil and gas development in the early 1980s without tribal consultation and in violation of environmental laws. Ryan Bussey is the chair of the board of directors for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, which supported the 2016 cancellation.
The cancellation would have undone an original wrong. Obviously, the lease was improperly let in the 80s, as were most of them, and most of the energy companies have already recognized that and have very thoughtfully given up their leases. And we have a couple of kind of fringe stragglers here that are trying to make a case of this, and we believe the judge made the wrong decision here.
Solenex LLC, based in Louisiana, holds the reinstated lease and says the Trump administration should let the company proceed with its drilling plans. Solenex attorney William Perry Pendley argued that a failure to reverse the Obama administration decision would leave all oil and gas leases granted under Trump in danger of being ended under future presidents. Government attorneys who had defended the Obama-era lease cancellation in court are reviewing yesterday's ruling. Bussey says,
over time, I'm confident we'll win, but it looks like we're going to have to continue to fight.
The Badger Two Medicine area is a federally recognized traditional cultural district encompassing over 165,000 acres along Montana's Rocky Mountain front. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.